we're going to discuss what makes a great manager, and that's a big, big subject. But I was inspired to write this agenda by an article by Ollie Kay in The Times about a week or so ago. And he was talking about Mourinho and Mourinho's rivalry with Klopp. And I'm going to read a bit of Ollie's article because I think it prefaces what we're going to chat about. Ollie says, the best story about their rivalry concerns a corporate event in 2016. During a rehearsal, Mourinho took exception to the suggestion that Antonio Conte, Guardiola and Klopp be mentioned in the introduction as great managers in the Premier League. Not Klopp, Mourinho reportedly said, asserting that the Liverpool manager was a serial runner-up and that his two Bundesliga titles with Borussia Dortmund barely counted because they came at a time when, quote, Bayern Munich were shit. Right, so that's what Mourinho said, the lovely man that he can be sometimes. So I want to, it got me to thinking, if I can start with you, Neil Jones, about what makes a great manager, because Mourinho's clearly got his own definitions and he's measuring it out in terms of leagues won in varying different countries. Yeah. But it's far too simplistic, surely, that approach.
Yeah, 100%. It's far too simplistic because down the years, there's only X amount of trophies that can be won. And generally, history shows that the team that had the most money has won the vast majority of those trophies, you know, be it league titles in England, France, Spain, Italy, Germany, wherever. There tends to be a correlation between the money you've got and what you win. Certainly more so in the modern era than maybe when you were growing up, Rob.
The 1940s.
No football in the early 40s, obviously. It was a tough time.
I grew up in the golden age.
You know what I'm getting at.
Yes,
Greatness should not be measured solely in trophies. I do think it is a fair yardstick for levels of greatness, and you can throw in the obvious candidates for undeniable greats of management. Liverpool have got a few, of course. Ferguson, you know, I have to say that in the modern era, Mourinho probably does fall into that category in the sense that he's done it in different countries and different leagues with different teams. But look, I mean, the one I wanted to point out when I saw the agenda you sent over yesterday, Rob, was for me comparable to anyone in the Premier League era. And this is a personal opinion. What Alan Kirbishley did at Charlton is comparable to anything that anyone did in the Premier League era. He'll never ever be considered a great.
No.
But for what he did to Charlton and what Charlton became after he left, that was a great job that Alan Kirbishley did.
Just remind the viewers.
Charlton were out of the league for 10 years. Out of the top flight for 10 years. Mm. He got them promoted, relegated, and then promoted again, and then established them as a Premier League club for 6-7 years, finishing the top half majority of those years. He left in the summer because they reached the mythical ceiling of clubs to finish outside the top four, top six. And then Charlton were relegated the following season and now in League One.